Amnesty International says the number of executions and death sentences rose globally as courts returned to conducting business in person following the easing up of COVID-19 restrictions. In its annual report of the death penalty released on Tuesday, the overall number of recorded executions more than doubled in East and Southern Africa, especially in Somalia and South Sudan. Oluwatosin Popula is a death penalty advisor at Amnesty International.
A sharp rise in recorded executions in Somalia and South Sudan was the reason why the overall number of recorded executions in sub-Saharan Africa more than doubled from 16 in 2020 to 33 in 2021. Recorded executions in Somalia rose from 11 to 21, and in South Sudan from 2 to 9. In Botswana, Amnesty International recorded the execution of 3 people, the same number as in 2020.
Popula says underlying factors and beliefs underscore the adherence of some countries to the death penalty as a legal punishment.
The countries that have high death penalty rates mostly have a number of factors in common. They include the arbitrary use of the death penalty, the lack of respect for human rights, bad judicial systems, and the erroneous belief that the death penalty has a deterrent effect on crime, which is not true.
Amnesty says exercising the death penalty in Somalia, South Sudan, and Botswana goes against regional trends in sub-Saharan Africa and the rest of the world, where many countries are moving away from the practice. The report says while 33 executions were recorded in Botswana, Somalia, and South Sudan last year, the overwhelming majority of African countries that have not yet abolished the death penalty for all crimes, which include Kenya, Malawi, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, did not carry out executions. Popola says South Sudan carried out more executions in 2021 compared to the year before, and more people were sentenced to death.
The number of recorded executions in South Sudan rose sharply from 2 in 2020 to 9 in 2021. The number of death sentences also rose in the country from at least 6 to at least 10. At least 334 people were held under sentence of death at the end of the year in South Sudan. It is unclear what has led to an increase in the use of the death penalty in South Sudan in 2021.
Efforts to reach Ben Gideon Mabor, the commissioner at South Sudan's Human Rights Commission, for comment were unsuccessful. The Amnesty report says recorded death sentences were up by 22%, with a sharp rise in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where 81 people were put to death in 2021 compared to 20 in the previous year. It says there was progress towards the abolition of the death penalty in Sierra Leone, Ghana, the Central African Republic, and other African countries. Popola says Amnesty opposes the death penalty in all cases regardless of the nature of the crime or the guilt or innocence of the perpetrator.
The death penalty is the ultimate cruel, inhuman and degrading punishment. Countries that still retain the death penalty must immediately establish an official moratorium on executions and begin to take irreversible steps to completely abolish this appalling punishment.
Amnesty says its annual review of the recorded global totals for death sentences and executions do not include the thousands of people that the group believes have been sentenced to death and executed in China, North Korea, and Vietnam. Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen also maintain very high rates of death sentences and executions for various offenses, according to the report. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.